From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Texas officials have charged the 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School that resulted in 10 deaths and more than a dozen injuries. The wounded included a school police officer who was one of the first to confront the suspect. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz at a vigil for the victims.
For every parent, the nightmare beyond all others that your child will go off to school one morning and won't come home. None of us knows why there's evil in the world, but this community has seen it.
U.S. President Donald Trump described the shooting as an absolutely horrific attack, one of many that have been happening and going on in the country for too long. Mr. Trump ordered flags to be flown at half staff and vowed to get guns out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. The latest incident comes about 3 months after a school shooter with a rifle killed 17 students and school staff members at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Reuters reports that investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong after an airliner in Cuba crashed, killing 107 people. Three badly injured survivors are being treated at the hospital. Boeing, the plane builder, says that the technical team is ready to assist in the investigation with the permission and at the direction of relevant U.S. and Cuban authorities. Mexico is also reported to be sending two experts there. A witness told the Associated Press that shortly after takeoff from Havana, the 737 swerved and crashed into flames. This is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State fighters are being evacuated from the last insurgent enclave near Damascus, a move that will restore state control over the area. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the evacuation of the fighters and the families from the refugee camp began Sunday. Buses were carrying the fighters and their families to the Syrian desert east of the capital. Reuters reports that the enclave is the last besieged insurgent area in western Syria. During a 20-minute telephone conversation, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged views about how to best deal with what appears to be roadblocks North Korea has thrown into what would be historic talks between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. The June meeting would be a first for the leaders in the two countries. Trump and Moon are scheduled to meet Tuesday in Washington, D.C. North Korea's threatened last week to pull out of the June summit because of South Korea's ongoing military exercises, with the U.S. calling the exercises an invasion rehearsal. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least four people Friday by county and National Guard helicopters. The rescue came a day after the volcano erupted on the island of Hawaii, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. The U.S. Geological Survey said the lava flowed at a rate of about 366 meters per hour. An announcement Saturday suggests that China and the United States have made strides in their attempts to substantially reduce the U.S. trade deficit with Beijing. China has pledged to make meaningful increases in purchases of services and goods, particularly agricultural and energy items. Venezuelans head to the polls this Sunday for an election called early by socialist President Nicolas Maduro as he seeks a second term amid a virtual opposition boycott, a deepening economic and humanitarian crisis, and growing international isolation. Jeff Ramsey is assistant director of Venezuela at the Washington Office of Latin America. He tells VOA the election lacks strong guarantees, but given the boycott, fraud likely won't be necessary.
If enough opposition voters were to turn out, it would make the government's job in terms of carrying out fraud much more difficult.
Former state governor Henry Falcon is Maduro's main challenger, but his chances are actually hurt by the presence of a second anti-Maduro candidate in the race. That is evangelical pastor Javier Bertucci. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.